We're visiting with Chase County Coach Brody Vandegrift here on the Area Coaches Corner. And Coach, a bounce back victory over Maranatha on Friday night, 72-8. Just what did it feel like to bounce back after the loss to Burlingame?
You know, it was great for confidence. You know, we got to have those games come back where the guys can, you know, get back into rhythm and do their thing. So it was really good to see us come out with no penalties and, you know, just play the way we're supposed to play.
I guess you mentioned about having no penalties in the game. How did that feel like that was some confidence and you were playing some clean football?
That was really good because the week before, you know, we struggled with penalties. We struggled with discipline. We really, you know, harped on it that last week, and we'll continue from here on out. But to see the response, to see those guys, you know, take charge of what they need to take charge of, it was good.
Looks like Mitch had 4 carries for 110 yards and 2 touchdowns and eclipsed the 1,000-yard rushing mark for the third straight season. So the seniors continuing to have a good season.
Yeah, he does a great job, you know, and to see those 1,000-yard marks and 2,000-yard marks, a huge shout-out to the entire team for what they do. You know, we do a great job of blocking downhill and doing things on the line that allow him to do those great things. And, you know, and Mitch also does a lot of things well himself. You know, putting him in space is a dangerous thing. So, you know, kudos to him and a shout out to him for what he's done and continues to do. So, it's good to see him, you know, produce the way we're producing.
And Cal Kohlmeyer had 3 sacks and 2 TFLs along with a rushing touchdown as well. So that's another senior doing some good things.
Yeah, Cal had a phenomenal game, and Cal continues to do that game in and game out. You always, you know, you'll struggle to see teams run his way, and he does a great job. So, you know, Cal's just really stepped it up, and we love to see it.
We're visiting with Chase County Coach Brody Vandegrift here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, you go to Linden on a Friday night, and we all know what happened with Linden last week. They lost at Madison 40-26 in a game that we carried on Country 101.7 FM, but they have size and speed, athleticism. What stands out on film?
You know, they're a good-looking football team. They do things the right way, and you know, we're gonna have to win the turnover battle, win the penalty battle, and be disciplined in what we have to do. I think it's a good matchup for us. I think, you know, they do have some size, but you know what we lack in size, we make up for in athleticism and speed. So this should be a good match.
And of course, they're still transitioning from 11 to 8 man. That's something you guys had to do several years ago. But just how comfortable is it that you guys will have kind of an advantage knowing the 8 man game with them having it be their first year of being an 8 man?
You know, I think I it helps a lot. You know, they have a different advantage than we had. You know, they play junior high, plays 8 man, and so you know, saying it's their first year is tough in high school for sure. But you know, those guys have been around it a little bit more than we were, and so I think they're making that transition pretty well. I think that you know, us having the experience, I don't know that it matters at that point. You know, especially when you're talking about size, speed, and athleticism, it's still the same game. So you know, it should be a good matchup for us.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck this week at Linden, and looking forward to chatting with you again next week.
You bet. Thanks, Dylan.
That's Chase County Coach Brody Vandegrift joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Griffin Real Estate, Citizens State Bank, and Kansas Graphics on KVOE, live and local.